millions of taxpayer dollars have been paid to companies suspected of bribery and money laundering to run Australia's offshore detention programs. A review by former senior public servant Dennis Richardson found the Department of Home Affairs failed to use the intelligence available to it to adequately vet businesses receiving the government contracts. The review did not find any evidence of ministerial involvement in the regional processing contracts or procurement decisions. Secretary of the Department of Home Affairs, Stephanie Foster, says the issue has been addressed.
There are significant shortcomings, and I think that they've been addressed, and they will continue to be addressed by the processes that we've put in place to ensure that due diligence and that sharing of information is actually dealt with. We'll be right back.